Well, Daryl, really good to catch up with you. And I think I'm quite lucky to catch up with you this morning because you told me after yesterday particularly, you've been really busy. What an incredible day for you yesterday.
Yeah, it was really good, really happy. To be honest, over the moon, actually, with everything, you know. It's been a long winter season, and yeah, me and myself and the whole team have come so far to be where we are, you know. And it's just, I'm so amazed to get a top 10 qualifying for our debut weekend.
Absolutely. We spoke at Autosport back in January, and you didn't even know whether you were going to be in the championship at that point. It all came together quite late, but you had pretty much no testing before the start of the season, and then went out and performed brilliantly. I mean, was it beyond your expectations?
To be honest, I didn't have a radio, so I didn't really know what was going on. I was just, you know, instructed to put a lap in and try to go as fast as I can. So I didn't even realise, you know, where I was or what was happening, really, until I came in and saw everyone clapping. But no, from when I spoke to you at Autosport last time, that's what I mean about the long off season. It's actually really hard for racing drivers to finalise plans over the winter season, and I'm just so happy that I've been given this opportunity to return to the British Touring Car grid. So I'm just over the moon and amazed, especially with yesterday as well.
Absolutely. And now in that qualifying session, we know there's a new format, and the mixed conditions were what caused problems for a lot of the top teams. We saw Dan Kamish, Jan Robottom, people like that sliding out. You clearly made, and your team clearly made, the right call at the right time.
Yeah, it's with the new qualifying format, it definitely spices things up. But yeah, when I was sat in the pit lane and saw the drizzle on the window, we were sort of stuck. We didn't know whether to put wets on or slicks on, and we looked around and it was again mixed tyre choices. But then we decided to go with the slicks, so it was an amazing call from Phil. And then yeah, the first sort of two laps was really sketchy. Like I was sliding everywhere, about to throw it off at every corner. But again, that was just generating more and more temperature, so I kept driving like that to try and give myself the best possible, you know, car for extracting a lap. And luckily, I managed to be quite quick and have the right tyre temp.
You certainly did. And you mentioned it before. Did a window pop out?
The window in Q2, the window popped out. The start of Q2, the window popped out. So,
God, the list of achievements from yesterday just keeps going and going. So we're at Sunday morning now, and it's raining, and there's a bit of a delay to proceedings going on. It is going to be very, very tricky out there, isn't it?
Very, very tricky. I mean, you can't really call anything now. The only thing you can do is put a wet setup on it. But you know, the conditions are going to be very sketchy. Going down Crane curves over the river, I would expect some aquaplaning. But yeah, everyone's in the same boat, literally. So we'll see.
Thinking about just finally where you are on the grid. I mean, you're right in the mix there with some pretty heavyweight charges behind you. It's making you smile. You're thinking this through already, aren't you? That's going to be quite exciting.
I haven't really looked at the grid too much, but again, everyone on the touring car grids, they know how to pedal a car, so it's going to be really close for me. It's just going to keep looking forward, and yeah, see what we can do in the races. So hopefully it all goes well today.
Lots of smiling faces in the garage from yesterday as well, and again this morning. So Daryl, a great achievement for you. Have a great weekend.
Thank you very much.